Many visions giving insights and guidance. As if in preparation for this day when new impetus would be given to the cause of God, through the summer and fall Ellen White had received an unusually large number of visions giving helpful insights and definite guidance. On June 27, 1850, she was shown the experience of those who receive the mark of the beast and suffer the seven last plagues, and she wrote, "Then I realized, as never before, the importance of searching the Word of God carefully, to know how to escape the plagues which the Word declares shall come on all the ungodly who shall worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in their foreheads or in their hands." Before the vision closed, she was again shown the reward of the faithful. "Then I was pointed to the glory of heaven, to the treasure laid up for the faithful. Everything was lovely and glorious. The angels would sing a lovely song. I joined with them in their songs of praise and honor to the Lamb, and every time I opened my mouth to praise Him, I felt an unutterable sense of the glory that surrounded me." The angel gave counsel as to what must be done to prepare for the days ahead. He admonished, "Get ready, get ready, get ready." On August 24, she was shown the significance of the mysterious wrapping at Hydesville, near Rochester, New York, which marked the revival of modern spiritualism. She was told it would spread and increase and would be accompanied by miraculous powers. At Oswego on September 7, she was shown the great work that must be done for the Lord's people before they could stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. At the conference in Sutton in late September, she was given a vision in which she was shown the last plagues and the judgment and then carried through to the new earth. It was helpful in gaining an understanding of the order of some of the events yet to come.